This is Akashvani, the news read by Naresh Mago. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate the centenary celebrations of the revered Jain spiritual leader and social reformer Acharya Vidyananji Maharaj in New Delhi today. Mr. Modi will also address the gathering on the occasion. The program will mark the formal commencement of a year-long national tribute being organized by the government in collaboration with Bhagwan Mahavir Ahimsa Bharati Trust to honor the 100th birth anniversary of Acharya Vidyananji Maharaj. India has rejected a ruling issued by the so-called Court of Arbitration on the Kishanganga and Ratleh hydroelectric projects situated in the Indian Union territory of Jammu and Kashmir. In a statement, the External Affairs Ministry dismissed the supplemental award given by the illegal Court of Arbitration purportedly constituted under the Indus Waters Treaty 1960. The ministry said India has never recognized the legal validity of this Court of Arbitration, terming its constitution a serious breach of the Indus Waters Treaty. The ministry said Indus Waters Treaty has been placed in abeyance by the country after the Pahalgam terrorist attack. The decision was taken in view of Pakistan's support to cross-border terrorism. The External Affairs Ministry said this latest charade at Pakistan's behest is yet another desperate attempt by it to escape accountability for its role as the global epicenter of terrorism. Under Operation Sindhu, a total of 4,415 Indian nationals have been evacuated so far from the conflict zones in Iran and Israel amid the prevailing security situation in West Asia. These included 3,597 from Iran, 818 from Israel in special evacuation flights. In a statement, the External Affairs Ministry said 14 OCI cardholders, 9 Nepali nationals, 4 Sri Lankan nationals and 1 Iranian spouse of an Indian national were also evacuated from Iran. Bihar has been the first state in the country to launch e-voting facilities using mobile applications in municipal bodies elections which are underway in the state. More than 40,000 voters have registered to cast their votes through e-voting applications. State Election Commissioner Deepak Prasad said it will be helpful to those who are facing challenges in reaching the polling booths on the day of polling.
Definitely ये historical है. Elderly people, physically challenged या फिर ऐसे लोग जो बहुत ही असाध्य रोगों से ग्रसित हैं. ऐसे लोगों के लिए ये बहुत ही महत्वपूर्ण दिन होगा. आज का दिन ये एक नया revolutionary कदम होगा. 50,000 लोगों ने register किया है इसके लिए और ये काफी क्योंकि पहली बार थी तो just एक week का program था registration का. और विदिन ए वीक इतने सारे लोगों ने रजिस्ट्रेशन किए हैं. इतने कम समय के बावजूद लोगों ने रजिस्ट्रेशन किया है. ऐसे भी हम लोगों ने एक लिमिटेशन सीलिंग रखी थी क्योंकि पहली बार है तो पायलट प्रोजेक्ट है तो हम लोगों ने सीलिंग रखी थी 100 प्रति बूथ के हिसाब से हम लोगों ने रखा था.
State run Mazagon Dock Shipbuilders Limited MDL has decided to acquire a controlling 51% stake in Sri Lanka's largest and most established shipyard, Colombo Dockyard PLC, under a $52.96 million deal. MDL's decision marks its first international venture and is seen as a major milestone in the company's transformation from a purely domestic shipbuilder into a regional maritime player. The National Commission for Women has taken suomotu cognizance of an incident reported from South Kolkata where a law student was allegedly gang-raped within the college premises. The Commission has written to the Commissioner of Police Kolkata and expressed deep concern over the incident, seeking a detailed action-taken report within 3 days. Meanwhile, protests erupted across Kolkata yesterday after one of the prime accused in the gang-rape case, Monojit Mishra, was identified as the Trinamool Congress student leader. U.S. President Donald Trump has said that he has put an end to trade talks with Canada and will soon announce a new tariff rate for that country. In a social media post, President Trump said he is ending talks due to the egregious digital services tax on tech companies by Canada. The India Meteorological Department has forecast favorable conditions for further advance of southwest monsoon over the rest of the country during the next 2 to 3 days. According to IMD, heavy to very heavy rainfall activity over northwest, central, east and northeast India is expected during the next 7 days. And that is the end of this news bulletin.